Welcome to our special Holy Week podcasts from STC Sheffield.
Hi, and welcome to Wednesday's video cast here in Holy Week at STC Sheffield. I wonder how your week is going at the moment. Perhaps you're working from home. Looks good in theory, doesn't it? But it doesn't work out so well in practice. Or perhaps you're exasperated or blessed by the kids being around all day. Do you know, I think that parents often experience both of these at the same time. It's a unique thing for parents. Or maybe you're getting fed up of the same four walls every day and are considering how many times you can redecorate the room during lockdown. Well, I think at the moment there's a phrase going around which goes something like this. Is this the new normal? Is this the new normal? Well, there are much smarter people than me trying to work that one out at the moment. But I think quite simply, the new normal is this. It's abnormal. Because I think the ordinariness of our everyday lockdown lives has now become very extraordinary. And for many, every day seems to blend into the next day. And our normal rhythms just need re-evaluation every day, if not two or three times a day. And during these days, we will all experience times when we feel we have failed, when the pressure is on, as it is at the moment, and we're confined in one space and we can't do the ordinary things of going out. As the pressure builds, we will experience times when we think we've failed, perhaps losing our temper with those that we love or not achieving that which we plan to achieve during the day. So it's quite relevant in this Wednesday of Holy Week to consider, to pause and consider as we journey with Jesus and hear him speak faith into our lives, this challenge that we have of faith and failure. And we're going to do that by considering Peter's denial of Jesus as told in Luke chapter 22, verses 54 to 62. And I'm going to read that now from the NIV version of the Bible. It says this. Seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. But when they'd kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." But he denied it. "Woman, I don't know him," he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." "Man, I am not," he replied. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean." Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed, and the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times." And he went outside and wept bitterly. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It's an extraordinary passage of scripture. And I've read it many times and it still speaks powerfully to me. I recently read this phrase which really stuck with me, and it said this: I could never be like Jesus, but desperately don't want to be like Judas, but Peter gives me hope. I love that phrase. Why? Well, Peter messed up big time, just as we do often. And yet God used Peter, so God can use me and you. When we read the story of Peter and Jesus in this challenging time, Peter's first mistake was to follow at a distance. We read that in verse 54. And when those around us are not initially open to our faith, when we're trying to share faith, or even hostile towards us, we can be tempted to put Jesus on the back burner, to bail out with our faith and take a backward step. Perhaps put a bit of distance between us and Jesus and our faith for the time being. And this is what Peter did in this moment. And in the end, it led him to deny Jesus. "I don't know him," he said, three times. Now, yesterday, we considered faith or fear. We saw how fear, such a powerful emotion, which can change us radically, both in body, mind and spirit, but also our actions. And Peter was frightened and his fear just took over, didn't it? He didn't fight, didn't stay and fight. He didn't stay his ground and challenge these people. He certainly didn't exercise faith and trusting Jesus in these moments. Peter chose flight. He ran away from the challenge, causing him to deny Jesus. You see, Peter was still learning what it meant to follow Jesus. And that's why he's such a great role model for us today. Because we're still learning what it means to follow Jesus. We're not the finished product by any means. And when Jesus turned and looked straight at him, that incredible verse, verse 61. Jesus turned and looked at him. Peter knew he got it absolutely wrong. And he wept bitterly. Verse 62. Peter had failed, yet God went on to use him. Perhaps as much as anyone else in the entire history of the Christian church. It's through Peter that the church itself was formed. Paul was the great missionary and apostle, but Peter, it was on him and on this rock, on you, Petros, I will build my church. How could this happen after his A1 mess up? Well, Peter was deeply repentant and received forgiveness and restoration from Jesus. If you want to see where that is, look up John chapter 21. And this gives us all hope this Holy Week. You see, for all of us, like Peter, our test of yesterday under God's hand can become our testimony of today. I'll say that again. Our test of yesterday can become our testimony of today. Some would say that the American Michael Jordan was perhaps the greatest basketball player of all time. He was hugely successful in his sport. He was a great success. And yet he said this. This is a great quote of his. He said, "I have failed over and over again in my life. And that's why I eventually succeed." Someone else said, "Success is only how high you bounce once you've hit the bottom." I love that one. We all fail. It's part of being human. My father would often say to me when I got things wrong, which I often did, especially as a teenager, he would say this, "Michael, I was never a Mick in the house. Never." It was always Michael. "Michael, a person who never made a mistake, never made anything." Wow, wise words from a lovely man. 40 years on, I still miss him. You see, we all fail. The key is what we do next. That is why Peter's transformation is so amazing. From a coward to an amazingly brave leader, from a seeming failure to one of the most significant people in Christian history. If God can restore Peter, he can restore you and me. Because failure is just an opportunity to turn to Jesus, to put my faith and trust in him and start over again. I'll leave you again with this truth. In these times of challenge, our God will overcome. Here's a prayer for today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for Peter. His story of restoration gives me and all of us great hope that faith in you always turns my failures into your successes. Amen. Thank you for listening. God bless and see you tomorrow.
Precious blood has left me forgiven, pure like the whitest of snow, powerful to make sin and shame retreat. This covenant is making me whole, so I will
Jesus encourages his church. I see everything you're doing for me. Impressive. The love and the faith, the service and persistence. Yes, very impressive. You get better at it every day. A prayer for us to say together now for Holy Week. Lord, we welcome you into our lives, our families, and our church this Holy Week. May faith, hope, and love fill us all. In Jesus' name, Amen.